It goes without saying that the last thing I wanted to do was paddle over there in the abandoned canoe for a closer look. But the more I thought about it, the more reluctantly convinced I became that I didn't have a choice. Dan would be wondering where we were by now, and when the sun rose, he'd almost certainly begin cruising up and down the coast looking for us. Which meant he'd be sailing straight into an ambush. It was all too easy to picture the enemy Lasguns raking the decks, the Vostroyan crew falling before they even had time to retaliate. Then I remembered the reserve barrels of Promethium. If they were punctured, a single Lasbolt would be enough to set the 109 ablaze, if the resulting explosion didn't simply blow her apart instead. The plain fact was, unless I was planning to swim back to Tarandi, we had to neutralize the threat. Getting our commandeered craft into the water turned out to be a lot easier than I expected, its lightweight construction enabling the three of us to carry it with little effort. I took my seat gingerly, wary of putting a foot through the flimsy-looking hide, which seemed to be the only thing keeping the water out. Kaelin, however, seemed unconcerned as he took up his paddle, and Jürgen scrambled in with his usual lack of finesse without sinking us, so my apprehension soon started to diminish. At least, in that regard. We still had an allegedly impenetrable reef to get through. As we approached it, I began to see sharp spires of rock sticking out of the water, each one capable of ripping the flimsy hull wide open. But Kaelin kept us moving with every sign of confidence. So I quelled my fears as best I could and plied my own paddle, following his lead as we forged through the waves. "Any luck?" I asked, before wondering belatedly if distracting him at this juncture was a very good idea.
"No sign of a channel."
He dug his paddle hard into the water.
"Go left, left."
I complied, feeling the canoe lurch beneath me like a recalcitrant steed, missing a looming blade of rock by a hand's breadth.
"Pull, right."
I dug the paddle deep, following each instruction automatically, terrified that the slightest misunderstanding would lead to catastrophe. Waves broke over the side, soaking me to the skin, and for one hard-stopping moment, a jutting spur of rock scraped along our port flank before Jürgen fended it off. Gradually, the buffeting eased, however, the obstacles coming at us out of the darkness less frequently, and all at once, it seemed to me, we found ourselves skimming across a calm lagoon towards a sandy beach, not unlike the one we'd left a subjective lifetime before.
"We're through. Found the channel after all."
"Good work. Can you find it again?"
"Easily."